Does Temp sirolimus have any anti-angiogenic activity?
It does. You know, in preclinical models, it clearly does. And it's important to note that many of these growth factor pathways, this VEGF pathway, PDGF pathway, the receptors that are present on the target cells, the endothelial blood cells or the parasites, many of those signals pass through intracellularly through mTOR. So you can think of mTOR as blocking inside the cancer cell, but it may also be blocking inside the blood vessel cell and having some blunting effect on those pathway signals. So in preclinical models, it's clearly shown an anti-angiogenic effect. We can see blood flow changes in patients with this. It is an anti-angiogenic. The question is how much of its biology is really driven by that, how much of it is driven by other mechanisms. The fact that we don't see a lot of single-agent activity in other disease settings, even other advanced disease settings, suggests that in renal cell carcinoma, we know is an angiogenesis-dependent tumor, that maybe that is a bigger component of this biology. But I think those are all the questions that are yet to be teased out.